This is Dakota Datebook for July 17th. In America's westward movement, new towns arose along rivers and railways, and townspeople had great hopes for their newly established communities. In 1872, a North Dakota frontier town called Edwinton sprang up where the Northern Pacific Railway would cross the Missouri River. Edwinton was a ramshackle village with log cabins made from cottonwood trees and rudimentary businesses and canvas tents. The following year, Northern Pacific authorities renamed Edwinton, calling it Bismarck. On this date, in 1873, a New York Times special correspondent arrived in Bismarck by train. To his eyes, Bismarck was extremely rough-hewn, being made up of eating shanties, gamblers' tents, and one-story wooden stores. Another Eastern reporter, arriving at the depot a little later, was surprised to see 400 to 500 people loitering around the train station. Among the waiting faces, he saw blue-uniformed soldiers from nearby Fort Lincoln, along with lots of everyday normal people. But he quickly perceived that Bismarck had some tough-looking inhabitants. Gamblers, pickpockets, thieves, burglars, and murderers. He noticed that every belt had a revolver or two. He said these tough guys roamed Bismarck's dance halls, saloons, and gambling dens like a pack of hungry wolves looking for new victims. Another writer counted 28 saloons and 7 houses of ill fame. He said the town apparently had every kind of vice. An observer witnessed several violent disagreements, but concluded that if local ruffians got into quarrels, these were generally among themselves. Inevitably, several quarrels escalated, and men got killed. In 1873, a desperado named Spotty Whalen and Army Private Thomas King were vying for the same woman, and Whalen murdered King. King's fellow soldiers went after Whalen, but ended up killing Whalen's friend, the notorious Dave Mullen. In 1874, saloon keeper Jack O'Neill got into a shooting match and died with his boots on, as they used to say. Some contemporaries wrote that Bismarck was a very tough town. But if every one of those exaggerated stories were believed, it would seem that not a day would go by without somebody dying with his boots on. While it was true that a few men were killed in early Bismarck, it was clear they were the aggressors and had gotten what they deserved. And Bismarck's upstanding citizens would soon bring forth an improved society as families settled there, with several churches established in 1873. Law and order became a reality, thus bringing an end to those rough-and-tumble frontier days. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Steve Hoffbeck, retired MSU Morehead history professor. I'm Ann Ahlquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.